Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, rbnlive.com. Well, I have an interesting story. I think it will be an interesting story. I always have to qualify that because what's necessarily interesting to me is not necessarily interesting to others, but after the break, I'm going to try to answer, I'm going to try to answer the question that was asked by one of our callers last night just as we were closing out the show. He asked me if I had an opinion as to why Senator Ted Kennedy and the rest of the Kennedy family have never really done anything to investigate the JFK and RFK assassinations. And as I say, I'll take a few minutes to expound upon that. I think I have some interesting information that many of you probably never heard before, unless you've read my book, Final Judgment, on the Kennedy assassination. But as I say, I'll discuss that more when we come back from our first break, which is coming up in just a few minutes here. We had a very interesting show last night, I thought, again, and the reason why it was interesting is because of your telephone calls. And I enjoy exchanging ideas with the listeners out here. We don't always agree. We don't even always disagree. But, you know, that's what I said from the very beginning was the purpose of this show was to try to, not just for me to get up here and expound upon one issue or another, but try to let you come up here and discuss different ideas and opinions about things and maybe try to find a way for all of us to reach out and broaden the audience for the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because, you know, if I just sit up here every night and talk to the same people, we're not accomplishing anything. We need to expand the listening audience of the Republic Broadcasting Network. And believe me, there's an eager populace out there who are looking for alternative news and information, and that's why RBN is so important. So, you know, as I say, if you haven't already sent out an email to your friends telling them to tune in to rbnlive.com or on shortwave at 5.050, now's the time to do it. You know, we need to get this listening audience as big as possible because, you know, there's a lot of people that still have faith in the electoral process in this country. I'm not sure that I do, but, you know, to the extent that we can be influential, that is one way for us to be influential, and that's to get good candidates. And, you know, we had a caller from the America First Party the other day. He seemed a little perturbed about some comments that one of our callers had made about the Constitution, and then I kind of echoed his concerns. Not that there's anything wrong with the Constitution in my view, but as I see it and as I have said it, you know, all the problems we have today came with our Constitution as it's constituted. And now, of course, a lot of people want to tack all sorts of amendments to the Constitution. That's always been the case, but you know, on the one hand, you might say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But on the other hand, if it is broke, then maybe we should seriously consider other ways of taking back our country. I don't know how we're going to do it, but we're going to have to do it, folks. I was looking in the Washington Post today. A few more dead in Iraq. You know, have we forgotten about those people out there? You know, I mean, it's very, very interesting. You know, They're just statistics now. I think it's pretty sad, and what's even more sad is that the criminals who put these American men and women in Iraq are still running our government. Maybe I should say ruining our government, destroying our country. They should be the ones over there in the battlefield fighting a war that they started. Okay, folks. We're going to have open phones tonight, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Stay tuned for more. This is Mike Piper on rbnlive.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife Frequency Technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Welcome back to the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Mike Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., headquarters of America's gangster government and also headquarters of American Free Press, that scrappy little newspaper that I work for. I write for occasionally. It's a newspaper that I think all of you should be reading. I occasionally come on here and tell you little bits and pieces of what's in the newspaper. I wish I could sit here and read you the whole paper, but I can't do that. That's why you need to subscribe. Check it out on the internet. Check out the website at AmericanFreePress.net. Now, as I promised, or maybe I should say threatened, I don't know if you really want to listen to me talk. Maybe you want to listen to the callers, but I said I'd answer the question as best I could from, I believe it was Mike from Maryland who called in last night, and he asked why I thought that Senator Ted Kennedy and the rest of the Kennedy family have never done anything to really bring out the truth about the Kennedy assassination. Well, first of all, it's apparent, based on a variety of sources, that Bobby Kennedy himself, who was later assassinated, did in fact initiate a number of quiet investigations. But he realized that he was never going to be able to get the real truth until it got to the White House. It's also very interesting to point out that Bobby Kennedy himself actually attempted to frustrate and shut down Jim Garrison's investigation of Clay Shaw and David Ferry and Guy Bannister and those other folks in New Orleans, the subject of the famous film JFK. Evidently, there's a lot of debate about the specifics here, but evidently Senator Kennedy was afraid that a thorough investigation of the assassination and the connections, at least certainly of Cuban exile groups to the circumstances surrounding the assassination might uncover some of the secret activities of the Kennedy family itself, specifically the Kennedy brothers in regard to Fidel Castro in Cuba. We could talk about that forever. That's something we could do a whole show about, actually. But in any case, as far as why the Kennedy family are powerless to do anything about the assassination, and I emphasize the word powerless there, I think it can be traced to a gentleman by the name of Meyer Feldman. Now, this is somebody most of you, I'm sure, have never heard of, and frankly, I had never heard of him until I started researching my book, Final Judgment. Well, Meyer Feldman was John F. Kennedy's liaison to the American Jewish community after he was elected president. And oftentimes, in fact, according to various authors who I cite in Final Judgment, a lot of times President Kennedy and his brother, Attorney General Robert Kennedy, felt it necessary to keep Meyer Feldman out of the loop. They didn't completely trust Feldman. That's the interesting thing here, particularly in the context of what we're going to be discussing momentarily. But in any case, it's interesting what Robert Kennedy said about Meyer Feldman. He said, and this is at the Kennedy Library at Harvard, Robert Kennedy said about Feldman, his major interest was Israel rather than the United States. His major interest was Israel rather than the United States. In other words, Bobby Kennedy was saying about his own brother's official liaison to the American Jewish community that he was an Israel firster, not an American firm, an America firster. And that's the words of Bobby Kennedy, not Mike Piper. So it's kind of interesting to see that. Well, guess what? Meyer Feldman is now the attorney who handles the Kennedy family fortune. Someone that the Kennedy brothers did not trust has somehow been named by the Kennedy family to be the proprietor of their family fortune. Now, that is very interesting in and of itself because Meyer Feldman, as I've documented in Final Judgment, later had connections following the time that he left the Kennedy White House, had connections to the very Israeli forces that I believe were central to the assassination of John F. Kennedy. Some of the very business interests in Israel and the international connections through Bernie, the infamous financier Bernie Kornfeld. I could go on and on about the specific details, but needless to say, the bottom line is, folks, a very powerful Zionist lawyer is handling the Kennedy family's finances. And this is a guy who I believe, or I should say who has been connected very intimately in financial wheeling and dealing with some of the people who are neck deep in the JFK assassination conspiracy. I'm not saying that Meyer Feldman was involved in the JFK assassination. Don't get me wrong. But I am telling you about who he has been associated with. And I find that quite ironic. In addition, you'll recall that Jackie Kennedy took up in her later years with a very powerful diamond merchant, a Jewish diamond merchant, who apparently, if the stories are to be believed, substantially increased her fortune through sharp investments. You know, he was said to be her lover, and the popular newspaper legends had it that she was deeply in love with this man and that they were just such a grand couple. I even recall seeing John F. Kennedy Jr. interviewed, obviously before his strange death. I saw John F. Kennedy Jr. interviewed by Larry King, the talk show king, so to speak. And Larry King referred to Maurice Templesman. That was the Jewish diamond merchant who handled Jackie's finances, and he referred to him, you know, as such a wonderful guy. And, you know, it was interesting. There was a strange flash in JFK Jr.'s eyes as though he didn't quite agree with that assessment of this man who had doubled, maybe even tripled his mother's fortune. And, in fact, I found out later from a book about the Kennedys that JFK Jr. and his sister had to throw Maurice Templesman out of their mother's house, out of their mother's apartment in New York City. So So evidently the Kennedy children were not as much enthused about this man Templesman. And what's interesting is that the spotlight indicated years ago that this Mr. Templesman had longstanding connections to the Mossad and the CIA. So again, here we have this strange influence inside the Kennedy family circles. Rather interesting, needless to say. So Jackie Kennedy was basically a captive, I suppose, and so is the entire Kennedy family fortune. So I don't think that you ever find a Kennedy family coming out on this issue. They're hello, yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think that you're going to ever see this happen. There are rumors circulating on the internet about totally fallacious story someone concocted about Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and George W. Bush and Papa Bush having been involved in the murder of John F. Kennedy Jr. I don't believe that story. I don't believe any of it. And the person who's circulating that story should be ashamed of himself. It's just a story that just shouldn't be out there. I will tell you this much, though. And we have quite a few callers here, I was advised by my producer, so we're going to be coming to you after the break. But I will tell you this much, too, that at one point I sent copies of my book, Final Judgment, on the Kennedy assassination to probably the top 10 or 15, maybe 20 editors and people of responsibility at George Magazine, which was started by John F. Kennedy Jr. and was in publication for about 2 years prior to his death. I didn't send one to him because I didn't know whether it would get to him, and I thought it would be more effective to have all these different copies going into that office so that the people around him would see it, and I figured he probably would get around to seeing it. Well, be that as it may, of course, I didn't expect to get any kind of response from anybody there. I didn't expect to get a letter from John F. Kennedy Jr. saying, thanks for your interesting book. I will tell you, though, that about 6 or 8 months after I sent all those copies of the book to George Magazine, I received an oversized yellow envelope with my name and address typed on a piece of paper, which was then taped to that envelope. And there was a return address typed in the upper corner of this very large envelope. So it was an unusual mailing to begin with. I opened it up, and inside was a small typewritten piece of paper, just a half sheet of paper, basically, saying, "Dear Mr. Piper, I have read your book, Final Judgment. I believe you're absolutely right. I would like to thank you for writing this book. You're a very brave man." Unusual letter, unsigned, typewritten, put in this small sheet of paper in a very large envelope, obviously designed to capture my attention. But, you know, I looked at the typewritten address in the upper left-hand corner of this big yellow envelope, and it looked vaguely familiar to me. And the reason why, as I found out, that it was vaguely familiar to me is because I had typed that address myself some 20 times. It was the address of George Magazine. So someone at George Magazine, or using that address at any rate, went to a great deal of trouble to gain my attention in writing me this unsigned anonymous fan letter. And, you know, frankly, I believe it was probably John F. Kennedy Jr. I don't know that for a fact, but I believe it. I sensed it when I read that letter. I have it somewhere in my files. I should probably frame it. But it's the kind of thing that makes you wonder, you know, kind of makes you wonder when a powerful family like the Kennedys can have two of their sons assassinated and yet be totally powerless to do anything about it. Okay, well, that's the story of the Kennedys for this evening, ladies and gentlemen. My goodness, we have six very patient callers waiting to come on, including Tom White from the America First Party. So I think we're going to bring Tom up first. We'll be right back. And lots of callers to talk to tonight here on RBNLive.com. This is Mike Pfeiffer coming to you from Washington.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Welcome back to the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. We have quite a few callers lined up here tonight, but I'm bringing up Tom White from the America First Party. We had someone on from the America First Party very briefly the other evening, and I'm not sure Tom was there. Come on up, Tom.
Hi.
Tom, were you the one that called in, or was that...
Yes, that's correct.
Oh, good. Okay. I'm glad you called back, Tom. Yeah, I was waiting to hear from you.
Yeah, I'm very sorry. Because I'm on the East Coast, unfortunately, I was waiting in line an hour too late.
So okay. All right.
My apologies.
All right. Well, I'm glad you made it up here, Tom. You know, one thing I wanted to mention here the other evening, I didn't really get around to doing it, but, you know, I guess I did mention this. You know, I like the America First Party. I may not agree with its entire platform, little things here and there, irrelevant as to what those particular issues are. But you know, I pulled the platform up at AmericaFirstParty.org, and I strongly suggest that everybody do that because that platform and the principles of the America First Party, I think it can accurately be said are probably the primary enunciation in black and white of what a real America First Party should be all about.
I'm very proud of that.
Yeah. And I'd like to say too, I think I, in my own small way, was actually, and probably you're not aware of this, Tom, but I have to pat myself here in the back. I know that a lot of the people in the America First Party came out of the Pat Buchanan campaign. And during the Buchanan campaign, I was the one who initiated and constantly updated a special supplement that the Spotlight newspaper put out, which I wrote most of it actually, and laid it all out. I picked the pictures, wrote the headlines, I wrote the cut lines. And I want to tell you, I spent an awful lot of time making corrections on the names and addresses and updates of people who were organizing on behalf of the Buchanan campaign. And I think we printed and distributed probably 600,000 copies of that.
Wow.
Promoting Pat Buchanan's campaign. I think that's the figure. It was about 600,000 copies. So so I certainly have done my part promoting, you know, independent voices in the political arena, and I'm glad that although Pat for whatever reason seems to have bowed out of third party politics, the America First Party is there carrying the torch, and all I can say is good for you. And I think I certainly think the Democrats and the Republicans are done for as far as deserving the support of anybody who is a real American. I mean,
well, you know, if I might, first I'd like to say, you know, the word America First really had its beginning with Pat Buchanan, you know.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he always said, let's try to put, people in a place that think of America first. And what we have going on right now clearly shows, if people look at the platform and then look at what's going on with, it doesn't matter what the issue, whether there's the troops in over 120 countries in the world, or if it's the illegal or legal immigration situation, or it's defending our borders. If you look at our platform, that's from 4 years ago. So it's not with Johnny-come-latelys. We discussed these things that are in our platform. We debated them, and we then, you know, put it to print. And I'm proud of it, saying that we want to have, we believe that our government has failed us in protecting our borders, and the America First Party is not going to fail the people if they would just allow us a chance to make our case. That's,
you know,
all we want to do.
You know what? We're going to have a break coming up here, Tom, so I want you to hang on here. But
sure.
I'll tell you what my concern with third parties is, and believe me, I'm all in favor of third parties. Don't get me wrong. I think I'd love to see the America First Party win a couple local elections. And that's,
we
I know
have
that's,
already.
That's right, and I know that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to build a popular base there. But I'll tell you what my biggest concern about, and this is a very negative thing, but it's something we have to face, that there is so much hanky-panky, for want of a more delicate way of putting it, there's so much hanky-panky in the electoral system that I just don't really believe the national vote count for the presidential elections. And for, you know, we know these elections can be fixed. And I
they
guess,
are fixed, many of them.
Right, and that's why I'm wondering, here's my question to you, Tom. Is it really worth the effort to try to start up and get a party like this going when, in fact, the powers that be are going to steal the elections?
Well, first and foremost, go back to the time when England was the enemy, right? And what you saw was...
Some of us would still say England is the enemy, but be
right.
That as it may, go
absolutely.
On. Yeah.
But, you know, they didn't stand up and fight them head on. They had at times as they did, but most of the time they had to pick and choose their fights. So, you know, they small group of people finally was able to oust a major world power.
Okay,
so
Tom,
you can do a great job.
Hold that thought, and we're going to come back to you after the break. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper here in Republic Broadcasting Network, and we've got Tom from the America First Party, Tom White. I guess he's their National Communications Director.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
Welcome back to the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. I have with me here on the telephone Tom White of the America First Party. We were, and again, I want to emphasize to people that if they're gonna be involved in politics in any way, shape, or form, I think the America First Party is the way to go. They have a platform that you can see at AmericaFirstParty.org. That's all one word, as we do it on the internet, all crammed together, AmericaFirstParty.org. It's a great title. I love the title, America First Party. And like I said, it's got a great platform. It's a very thoughtful platform. There's a lot of rhetoric and a lot of nonsense in a lot of political party platforms, but the America First Party platform shows a lot of thought went into it. And, Tom, I would actually like, you're there, Tom, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, Tom, you know, I would actually like to have you on the show tonight for the full hour, but I can't. I have so many other callers here.
Yeah, I understand.
Would it be possible for you to can you give me your email where I could contact you and maybe we could set up a full hour one evening?
Absolutely.
Yeah, what's your email, Tom?
TomWhite13.
TomWhite13. TomWhite13.
At AOL.com.
And I guess if people are interested in the America First Party and maybe They can also write you there?
Absolutely.
Okay.
They can call our national toll-free number, too.
Yeah, please. Go ahead. Give that out.
1-866.
866.
And it's an interesting number. SOS.
SOS.
Help.
Help.
USA. Number one.
That's great. Okay. Tom's email is tomwhite13@aol.com. And the national toll-free number for the America First Party is 1-866-SOS-HELP-USA-1. Yeah, Tom, that's what I'd like to do. Rather than just try to cram something in just
okay,
a couple
Michael.
Minutes here, I'd just like to have you on for the full hour. Maybe someday this week I will send you an email after
sure.
I get off the program, and we can work out a day that's good for you. How does that sound?
Why don't you send me an email, and I'll call you. I would like to just make one clarification.
Yeah, please, go ahead.
That telephone number is SOS USA1. It's not help. I was just saying SOS, meaning help.
Oh, thank you. Okay, it's 1. Yeah, I thought it seemed like a long number. 1-866-SOS-USA-1.
That's correct.
866-SOS-USA-1.
And
yes.
The other thing I wanted to just mention real quickly,
go ahead,
if I could, is that I am a national party building chairman.
Yes, I'm sorry. I knew that. I said you were national communications director. You're national party building chairman, and that's a very important task, because you can communicate all you want, but if you don't build a party, you don't have a party. So
right. And we have 8 states right now. We're going to go into our 9th state. Michigan is coming up during our convention, which will be in Cincinnati, Ohio. The first weekend of June.
Oh, okay. All right.
And we may be covered by C-SPAN. Hopefully we will be, and other media. Our founding convention was covered by them, so.
Well, I know we'll try to get someone from American Free Press there, probably Christopher Belin.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Well,
I'll wait to hear from you then.
Yeah, we'll be in touch, and we'll definitely have you on the show at your convenience. So,
thank you very much.
All right, great, Tom. Thanks for calling back in. I appreciate that. Okay, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, I wanted to clear the deck with that so we could get Tom on and have a full hour, because he certainly deserves a full hour and a lot more. So let's go to Jason from Austin, who's been on from the beginning here, sitting very patiently. Jason, come on up.
Hi there, Mr. Piper.
How are you doing tonight?
I've keenly been listening to your show recently and definitely had a few points to make and whatnot, and certainly not always the time to call in. What I did initially find in trying to get a hold of you offline from the show was that there wasn't a whole lot of contact information or web-based info out there to contact you with. That's kind of my first thing, and more poignantly on the topic of Hugo Chavez, I think, was coming up on your show recently.
Mm-hmm.
And, there was definitely, and it's not just you, certainly, there's a lot of talk shows out there kind of touting that. I can't remember now, the 9/11 activists have been getting involved with Hugo Chavez.
Right.
The Venezuelan government did 9/11. My concern is a lot of folks have really been saying, well, Chavez is out there fighting the New World Order. And just, while I think certainly on the surface, he's obviously anti-U.S. and all this kind of stuff, what I really wanted to point out was his speech at the recent World Summit meeting back in October of 2005.
Okay.
If you just do a quick Google search on Hugo Chavez World Summit speech and read through that, it's a little bit confusing, because he's making some points on, anti-Americanism and, kind of pointing out the police state post 9/11 stuff building up and all this. But what he also points out repeatedly is that this, global international order, this world economic order, all these kind of concepts, that it's not moving fast enough. And while his message is somewhat anti-UN, it's only because his message is that it's not happening fast enough. So I would certainly dissent with that point that he's fighting the New World Order, and suggest that potentially he's in cahoots with that crowd and helping implement it.
I'll tell you what, Jason. I'm gonna check out that speech for myself. I'm sure I'll find it very interesting, because I've followed his career with great interest. But I would have to say, based on the, I would strongly disagree with you. I don't think he's in cahoots with them at all. If anything, I would say, based upon the attacks that have appeared on Chavez in publications such as the Weekly Standard and the call by Pat Robertson for the assassination of Hugo Chavez, I mean, I would have to say that that I think it's pretty solid that the internationalists, the globalists, don't like him. The international corporations don't like him. The big oil companies don't like him. As I pointed out on this show on one occasion, he even had the audacity, the chutzpah, the guts to say that he was going to go visit Saddam Hussein, and he said, imagine how the Pharisees will react when they see me with Saddam Hussein. That's very loaded language, loaded rhetoric, to use that terminology, the Pharisees, and particularly in the context of his association with Saddam Hussein. So I guess that what I'm saying is that, a lot of times you have to bear in mind that the rhetoric coming from other cultures and other countries, it may sometimes be a little flowery. It may have, his use of terminology might sound threatening in some way that it to American patriots, for example, but I don't think so. So in any case, Jason, I appreciate your call, and I'm going to check that speech out. And as I say, I don't write him off too soon. So let's move on to Renee from North Carolina. If this is the same Renee that called the other evening, I just love this lady. Renee, come on up.
Well, I
it's
was
the
wondering...
same Renee. I recognize that accent, Renee.
Yeah, I was wondering if you've caught any flack about your comments about redistribution of wealth.
Well, actually, no. You know, the funny, other than I did get a couple angry emails, but I think I may have read those on the air the night you were on, or maybe it was the night afterwards. I don't know, but I would have to say that based upon the calls that I got from like you and from other people, that at least the people who are calling seem quite supportive of it, and they recognize that that there's a problem there. And again, it comes back to what I was just saying to our previous caller, that sometimes we get stuck in a rut, and immediately think that that kind of terminology is communist or what have you, and there's nothing communist about it. That whole, and as one of our callers put it, there's even a biblical foundation for it. So I think more and more people, I think we shouldn't be afraid to talk that way. It might sound radical, but it's just plain old Americanism when it comes right down to it.
No, we need some radical new thinking. You know, we can't keep doing the same thing over and over again. That is not working. And a lot of the people's reactions to this rhetoric is their Pavlovian training. You know, all they have to do is kind of ring the communist bell, and they react so predictably like they're trained dogs.
That's exactly right, and that is what I mentioned the other night. I think one of our callers, Bob from Texas, who called in last night, seemed to have taken something that I said here generally, personally, and I'm still kind of trying to puzzle out what it is that so upset him, but I think it may have been my suggestion that there are many people in our patriot movement, for want of a better way to describe what we call the patriot movement, there are a lot of people who do react in a Pavlovian fashion, just as you say. You know, when they hear certain language, their immediate reaction is, oh, well, that sounds like the communists.
And they immediately get on the defensive and go on the attack. They will not listen when you're trying to say, no, look, now let's just think about this a different way. They won't even hear you. And the thing is, because that's why I say it took guts for you to say this, because the thing is, it's not like, because they make it think that, oh, you want the fruit to somebody else's labor and you want something for nothing. No, I want back what they took from me, and every American by being so greedy. And you know what? I think this would spur the economy. Not only, I think, I wish somebody more better at this sort of thing would really figure out, could figure out as best we can with the available information how much money they have stolen from us. And then, this is racketeering.
That's exactly right.
So under RICO, they owe us three times that much.
You know,
with their own law. Okay?
That's a good point. All right. You know, you're absolutely right about that. You know, it's interesting because I just saw it announced today that Congressman Tom DeLay of Texas is resigning from Congress and not running for re-election. Apparently, he says it's because he's become a distraction. I think he's doing everything. He's doing everything he can to head off an indictment. And I can tell you that here in the Washington area, the Washington Post has covered his intrigues and his, and let's put it bluntly, what it is, his racketeering, very carefully. It showed how he and associates of his. He was sending out letters promoting something called, this is off the top of my head, it was like the family Alliance or something like this, and he was describing it as the most powerful organization fighting for American families. Well, what this organization was fighting for was lining the pockets of Tom DeLay's associates.
Mm-hmm.
And don't tell me that Tom DeLay wasn't getting a cut of that somewhere, somehow. I mean, you know, this is the whole thing, you know. This whole his whole congressional office was a racketeering enterprise. Now two of his top aides have pled guilty on corruption charges, and you know it's run rampant all over Capitol Hill. And these are the people who, under our U.S. Constitution as it exists today, have let the international bankers loot the country through the Federal Reserve. These are the people who tightened up our bankruptcy laws to the benefit of these loan sharks that are called credit card companies. These are the people who are the ones who let the IRS run rampant. You know, we can say all we want about the IRS and how terrible it is, but Congress has the power to rein in the IRS, and Congress also has the power to go in there and break up the Federal Reserve, and Congress also has the power to protect our borders, and Congress also has the power to save America's domestic industry, but they don't do it.
Because they're in so deep. And you know what? This is the deal. I think this would be so good. You know, people are so afraid of the shakeup. But, you know, if you remove those top people at the very top that have been stepping on all of our fingers as we try to climb the ladder higher up, because if you do have a good product or idea and the big boys want it, the thing is, they just take it, and then what are you going to do? Sue them? Well, you have to hire an attorney at hundreds of dollars an hour. They have a staff of attorneys. The thing is, they will bleed you dry, and they will turn your dream into a nightmare.
That's right.
And so the thing is, if we could somehow, one, get rid of those people, okay, and take their money for, like, health care, roads, education and stuff, and rebuilding our infrastructure, plus then you've removed these people who've been really kind of oppressing and holding down all these other people. And I'm talking even upper-middle-class people. You know, when I talk about the rich, I'm talking about the really rich.
That's right. You can
be upper-middle-class and still, I mean, you have nothing compared to these people. Now, if we remove those people, you have a lot of people of small businesses that have really had to live off the crumbs falling off the king's table and still manage to become maybe, you know, millionaires.
Well, look at what, you know, a good example is Walmart. Everybody says that's the American success story. Walmart's come into communities and broken up lots of small mom-and-pop businesses, and, you know, they have all these deals with China, and the Walton family, between them, I forget what the figures are of that fortune, they're worth, you know, probably, what, I don't know, tens, hundreds of billions of dollars.
And they pressure those communities for tax breaks that the other people who've been supporting the community for 100 years didn't get.
Absolutely.
And so the thing is, this is what people don't realize. Let's say you're one of those people, even upper middle class, even what some people would consider rich, but not this ultra rich. All of a sudden, if you remove those people who've been kind of holding you down, even holding down, like I said, millionaires, okay, they have opportunities. I think there would be a surge in creativity, production, because all of a sudden people go, it's like you're the little mouse that the cat finally let go of your tail. And you realize, my God, I have hope. I can run to the top. And the thing is, somebody took the lid off the box, and the thing is, I think this would spur our economy in many, many ways with people who finally go, look, there's light. I can do it now with those removed on top of me. I can do this now. People who've been holding back will all of a sudden have an opportunity to jump into action. I think it would be terrific for the economy. And they would tend to keep their nose clean because they'd remember what happened to the people, you know, that got removed to give them that opportunity. I think they'd think twice.
Renee, listen, I have to move on here, but okay. I always enjoy your calls, and I think you should run for public office. Thanks, Renee.
Okay.
Let's move on to Jeff from Vermont. Jeff, come on up. Oh, I think I hear that music. We'll take Jeff after the break. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're getting ready to wrap up the hour, and I'm going to try to squeeze our three callers, Jeff, John, and Dave, in. Let's bring up Jeff. Jeff, you've been very patient. Come on aboard.
Hey, how you doing today?
How you doing?
Good. Your show rocks. I just want to tell you that.
Okay, I'm glad to hear that.
Thank you.
Is that all you had to say?
Yeah, that's it. No, I just have a couple things.
Go ahead.
For Renee, I just gonna say it's all by design. You know, nothing happens in government unless it has a full thought out plan. Those people are smart. You know, they're not idiots.
Mm-hmm.
And everything's, you know, it's all been planned way, way ahead. And I work at a granite quarry in beautiful state of Vermont, and this World War II vet I work with, he posed a question that, I'm pretty versed in a lot of this stuff here, and he came back from World War II or whatever, and he doesn't really talk that much. So when he does talk, you kind of listen. He goes, I don't get it. He goes, we freed all those, the Jewish people and everything from the camps and everything. And he goes, I actually didn't see it, but I don't get it. Why would they pick a spot where they're surrounded by 300 million people that hate them? They just left Germany and, where they were hated there. He goes, he's an old timer, and he goes, I don't get it. He goes, those people are smart. They're educated. They're, and I go, well, and I just told him, hey, people do stupid things. And he goes, well, is it for the Holy Land? He goes, I never got it. And, could you explain it? I don't know. I didn't really know what to say to him other than,
Well, according to an associate of Henry Kissinger's, and that's how the person was described, but I believe it was probably Henry Kissinger himself. He was quoted in this book, a very hard-to-find book, entitled The Arabs, and I've written it about it in my book, The New Jerusalem. He said in there that, or not in The New Jerusalem, The High Priest of War, he said in there that that the State of Israel was deliberately created as the linchpin upon which there could be crisis in the Middle East to set the stage for a world war from which a new order would emerge. So, again, that's in a book, that's in this book entitled The Arabs. That was the closing pages of that book, and like I say, in my book, The High Priest of War, I have a whole closing segment of the book discussing that. It's very, very frightening reading, and I think it probably puts a finger on exactly what's happening there. So it's there's a lot more to that whole business about the creation of Israel that has yet to be told.
I think Israel's doing a good job at it.
That's exactly right. Okay, Jeff, let me try to squeeze one more caller, and I appreciate your call. Let's get John from California.
Hi, Mike.
How you doing tonight, John?
Okay, I said it once. I'll say it again. You need 2 hours.
You know, I keep hearing that. Who knows? It might happen.
Well, you got one of the most popular talk shows on the radio, so.
Well, I try my best. I just sit here and say what I have to say and let the chips fall where they may.
Yeah, I know. You're doing a good job.
All right, I appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, as far as the national debt's concerned, that's how much money they've stolen from us.
That's right.
And it's not redistribution of the wealth. It's taking back our country. Now, number two, they're supposed to be on AmericanBorderPatrol.com, which is a well-respected website.
Yeah.
There's a banner up there about the National Day of Protest about the illegal alien situation.
Well, that's certainly, I think, something everybody should support.
For the 17th of April, so it's not that far off.
And April 17th.
Go there. AmericanBorderPatrol.com.
AmericanBorderPatrol.com, ladies and gentlemen.
Or American Patrol, one of the two.
Oh, American Patrol or American Border Patrol should be easy enough to find.
Yeah.
I hear that music, and you know what that means. We got to say goodbye for the evening, but we'll try to squeeze Dave in the next time. I hope he'll call in. Thanks, John. Thanks, Dave. Thanks to all the callers. This is Michael Collins Piper here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.